With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Southern California facing a huge challenge in overcoming the disaster of the wildfires and eventual rebuilding. At least 11 people have been killed. Thousands more facing evacuation orders, but that hasn't stopped some of them from trying to return to their homes.
We're asking if you are under a mandatory evacuation order. Those orders have not been lifted. And so we're starting to see people go back into those areas. And our message to you is stay out of those areas until you hear officially that the orders have been lifted.
That is Pasadena Mayor Victor Gordo. A much different scenario in the south and east. More heavy snow and plunging temperatures, refusing to release its grip on a big chunk of the nation. Major airports in Atlanta and Charlotte, North Carolina have continued to report disruptions. Also at SRNnews.com, a federal appeals court has agreed to hear more arguments involving a very close election in November for a North Carolina Supreme Court seat.
The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals Friday scheduled oral arguments for January 27th and briefing deadlines. The order means that both the federal appeals court and the state Supreme Court likely will be considering simultaneously substantial matters related to the race between Democratic Associate Justice Allison Riggs and Republican challenger Jefferson Griffin. Riggs is ahead of Griffin by just 734 votes from over 5.5 million ballots cast. Griffin has argued over 60,000 counted ballots came from ineligible voters and should be removed from the tally. Bernie Bennett reporting.
As New Orleans seeks to recover from the deadly ISIS-inspired truck attack, law enforcement and community leaders confronting a question as old as the city's entertainment district, and that is, can Bourbon Street be protected rightfully? This is SRN News. A pro-abortion group paying some big fines.
Floridians Protecting Freedom ran a costly and ultimately unsuccessful campaign to pass an abortion amendment in the Sunshine State. The organization also committed fraud along the way. FPF has agreed to pay nearly $200,000 in fines related to fraudulent signature-gathering activity in the initial effort to get the amendment on the ballot. Several arrests have been made in the case, and investigators say they're not done yet. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Rutgers University will install new safeguards for Jewish students as a means of settling a complaint by the Department of Education. Hundreds of reports of anti-Semitic acts on campus prompting the government to move against Rutgers. That has been seen a sharp uptick in attacks on Jews. It began in early 2023 following that attack by Hamas on Israel. This is SRN News. Thousands of Texans in need are abandoning the state's suicide hotline mid-call every month.
The call centers are struggling under a $7 million funding deficit and a growing suicide rate. The state's 988 hotline had the nation's fifth highest rate of abandoned calls in August, the latest data available. That comes amid a multi-million-dollar funding deficit that could worsen as federal dollars expire this year. The tightened resources are occurring as the suicide rate in Texas jumped 37% from 2000 to 2022. John Scott reporting.
In Oregon, 5,000 hospital health care workers have walked off the job. Most of those on strike are nurses. But in a rare move, doctors, dozens of them at a Portland hospital, also walked off the job. Strike comes after a year of negotiations that failed to produce any kind of an agreement. More details at SRNnews.com.